Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Peanut Butter Promise Power Encouragement Podcast. My name is Steve.
I'm Charlene.
I'm Dayton.
And today we are going to be talking about faith, hope, and love. And there are many definitions of these going around, especially faith.
You talk about faith in your book, actually, and you call it baseball glove faith.
As a matter of fact, baseball glove type faith. Now, you guys watch baseball every once in a while, right? Yeah. And you see that there's 35,000 or more people in the stands at times.
Sure.
And I'm always amazed when I see the little guy or gal, sometimes adults too, and they have a baseball glove on their hand. Now, think about this. Do the math with me. I'm a little slow. It takes me 2 hours to watch 60 minutes, but we got 35,000 people in there, and here's somebody with a glove. They're waiting for a foul ball, right?
Yeah.
Right. And I am just, it just blesses me so much when I see that ball either go like this or like this, and they catch it in their glove.
Right.
Now, think about that, Dayton and Charlene. Someone had to have the audacity to believe that if they went to the game, that a ball was going to be hit to them. And then to catch that thing with all the other hands and stuff, I believe that that person with what we call baseball glove type faith has been blessed. And so I need to get to that place where I have baseball glove type faith.
So I was one of those kids, actually. So I would bring my glove to every brewer. My mom used to take us to the Brewers game all the time.
Okay.
We had the Pepsi fan club, sure. So we had tickets all summer long. And I would bring my glove and talk about having faith and hope. I would bring it, and I never caught a ball, but I would still bring it every time. Like, today's the day.
Right.
Today's the day I'm going to catch this ball.
I had a sign on my in one of my rooms that said, faith is not just believing that God can, but that he will. Yeah. And I always think about that. When people believe that they can, they go beyond that belief to, I can, I will. You know, it will happen. It will come. And they really put their faith in that. They really put their trust in that. And it's amazing when you see people come through. Like you said, 35, how many kids, how many people?
There's 35,000.
35,000. One out of 35, and he brings his glove and catches a ball in it during a game. I mean, come on.
Yeah. So that's baseball glove type faith. Do we have the actual definition of faith?
I have it right here. It's complete trust or confidence in someone or something. It's a strong belief.
Okay.
A strong belief. It's a strong belief in God, strong belief in a doctrine, strong belief in a person.
It's that confident assurance that what you want is going to happen. And Dayton, thank you for mentioning that you took your glove and you kept taking it, because I guess that's what I need to do, is to continue to have that faith to believe for what I want to happen, expect to happen. And of course, the peanut butter promise says we can't necessarily have everything we want, but we can have those things that agree with our purpose. And of course, the peanut butter promise says we are born with every talent, ability, and gift, and the necessary desire to fulfill a God-given purpose. Just as peanut butter was destined to meet jelly and make a great sandwich, there are people who will come into our lives to help us fulfill our purpose. And those dreams and desires of our heart that are in agreement with our purpose will come true. So those things we have in our heart that we want to come true, it's not a matter of if, but when. But they got to be a part of our purpose. Then we can have the faith to sort of push that on.
Certainly.
We can have the faith then.
Yes.
So do we need to make a decision on our faith? And then that leads to hope, because we're doing faith, hope, love.
Right.
So I need that faith first, is what I'm hearing as we talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right. And this is good for a discussion. And look, just because how we feel, you know, eat the meat and spit out the bones, because that's why we're here actually discussing this today. And we spend some time in our pre-production meeting doing that. You know, does faith come before hope? When we have hope, does that lead to encouragement? Do we need to be encouragement to have hope? So let's just go and take a shot at what Dayton said. If we have faith, that gives us hope. And,
right. You
know, let me just speak for myself. Hope is the biggie. Years ago, Charlene and I, you know, said that one of our mantras is going to be hope is the word. And faith is important. But to me, hope stands out in that my day-to-day deal. I need to have hope to know that what I'm doing will come to pass with what I want. And when I lack hope, when I'm down at the bottom, or I'm having a bad day or something, I need to get to that place where I have hope. And that's what we're trying to do, spread hope. So, yes, I believe that we need faith before hope.
And you need faith. You know, I heard the saying, before too, faith is believing in something hoped for. So you do need the faith to believe that that thing that you're hoping for will come to pass. And how do you have that faith? Dayton, you took your glove to every game. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You didn't know if you were going to catch a ball, but you hoped you did. You know, you thought maybe this is the day. So you never stopped taking your glove. That's walking in your faith. Your faith is believing that that thing you're hoping for is going to come to pass and you're going to do the thing that needs to be done. Now, when there's a drought outside, you know, and you see somebody walking around with an umbrella, you're going to think they're nuts. But they're equipping themselves for rain. You know what I'm saying? So if you are somebody that faith with that much faith for what is hoped for, we hope for rain. Well, why are you carrying an umbrella? It's dry. It's sunny. You know, the temperature's hot. There's not a cloud in the sky. But I believe that rain is coming. You know, I'm praying for that rain. I need rain. We have a little drought here. Yeah. You know, and they're walking around with their umbrella in their hand waiting for that rain to fall.
You know, you bring up the fact that the rain without the cloud and whatever, just think how crazy they thought Noah was. Do you remember that story from Sunday school?
Yes.
Noah and the ark. There wasn't a cloud in the sky for like 100 years or whatever. And here he and his minions are building this boat and they're laughing at him until the rain came. Mm-hmm. Faith. He had the faith to believe that God wanted him to build a boat. I mean, is there a greater example of faith in the Bible than that? What comes to your mind, Dayton, when you hear that?
I just often say, I don't know how people have hope if they don't have faith.
Right.
Because if I didn't have faith in my Redeemer and who I believe in, so many things would come across my path that I would just be like, oh, it's over. Why bother?
You'd lose all hope.
But I know the promises that are ahead of me. Yeah. And no matter what I'm going through, I have that promise there. Yeah. Stand firm and you will win life is one of my verses that I quote from Luke all the time, because not that I will win life here on this earth,
right.
Not that I will have everything that I want, right. But I have faith that at the end of this journey, there is something much better waiting for me. So no matter what I'm going through, I have the faith in him. Therefore, I have the hope in the future. So,
you know, and I think it's a good time to, again, reemphasize what this really is about, what the peanut butter promise is about. It's about bringing hope and encouragement.
Right.
It's about letting you know that it doesn't matter how you feel, but God has a plan for your life. And again, he doesn't give us things as we want them. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into that. I would, as parents, I want you guys to reflect on that a little later. But that's really what we're all about. And if you know somebody who's lost hope, we certainly hope that you'll have them tune in here on Facebook or peanutbutterpromise.com or wherever we're at. Let's move on to hope. And again, I go back to April 15th, 1991. I hit the bottom. And we share in detail that in the book, basically alcoholism, money issues, and whatever. And at that moment, you know, I was hopeless until I made that decision that I was going to get help. And then all of a sudden, hope creeps in. So sometimes we're just a choice away from hope, Charlene.
Yes.
Just a choice.
And, we have to decide and determine in our hearts what we believe and what we're going to believe. You know, you have a choice. And you know, God gives us free will. You know, and that's a choice. And so, like you said, with your faith, you put it in that because he has a track record of promises kept. So you put your hope and your faith in that. I do too. And the thing is that it is my decision to do that. Why? Because I have been through so much and I've been through things in my life that have tried to steal my joy, steal my hope. And what can take away hope? What can make you hopeless? And it's an expectation that's not been met. A lot of times people lose their hope because they expected something and it didn't come to pass. You know, I hear a lot of people who say, you know, they're mad at God or they're an atheist or they're this or that or an agnostic because something happened to them that God did not come through. And so now they're going to say, I'm mad at God and I'm not going to have any belief or faith in him. Well, I've heard that from people that I know have faith in God, but I knew that they lost their hope. And so it was a matter of telling them, you know what, that's when you have to pick up and start all over again. When you had an expectation that wasn't met, you know, you can either lay down and die or you can get back up and start walking and find out what's coming ahead. You can start hoping and dreaming again, but you have to make that decision, that choice to do that. You know, when we do the Peanut Butter Promise, when we do our seminars and stuff, I usually share Bozo the Clown. And Bozo the Clown is a blow-up type balloon, and he has sand on the bottom of him. And what happens is he's a punching bag, and when you punch him, he goes down. But the thing is, he doesn't stay down. He gets right back up. He comes up real slow. He goes down fast, but he comes up real slow, just like all of us, if we choose to. But he comes up smiling. And I love Bozo. He reminds me to get up and smile, and let's look forward to the next thing. You know, you get knocked down, fine, but don't stay there. And that's, a lot of people stay in their place of hopelessness instead of getting back up.
I think to bring that into the business perspective, I had for a long time faith in myself and my work ethic.
Right.
If I work hard, I will get what I'm supposed to get, and I'm going to. Well, when I got fired, even though I was working my butt off and doing everything I could, the best of my ability,
right,
guess what? My faith was in the wrong place. It was in myself at that point.
Right.
And I got, my hope was gone.
Right.
It was erased in a one meeting. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't in the right spot. So putting your faith in the right place is very important. And
right.
We need to think of that too. Like, what are you putting your faith into that is giving you hope? Is it your money?
Right. Yeah.
Because your money could disappear tomorrow. The stock market could crash and you could be broke. And then you're going to have no hope.
Right.
So make sure you're putting your hope in the right place.
Boy, that is a powerful point.
It is.
July 31st, 1987, had one of those meetings when I was pulled in. And within an hour later, there I am crying with the plant and the headphones. And exactly as you said, because I had put my identity and my hope in me, I was devastated.
Mm-hmm.
The air was gone. And so we realized that, look, we are just vehicles here to on this Peanut Butter Promise Power Encouragement podcast.
Right.
We are just vehicles. We are literally the fence. We are not the electricity.
Right.
And so I so much appreciate that point that you made. Mm-hmm. Our hope is not within us, because we will let ourselves down by our own expectations and whatever. Okay, we got 4 minutes here to talk about love.
Mm-hmm.
Love. What is love, Charlene?
It's an intense feeling of deep affection.
Okay. And we hear in marriages, because we're all married. Tracy is married to Dayton. Over how many years by the time we're doing this?
Oh,
that's good.
Congratulations,
buddy. That's good. And but anyway, love is a feeling. We hear that, but want to talk about what love really is as parents. Dayton, what is love as a parent? Well, you can talk about certainly your wife, but as your kids.
Well, I think as a parent, and this is what helps me understand God. Being a parent actually helps me understand my father.
Yep.
Because no matter what my kids go through, I am there for them. I'm there to support them.
Right.
I'm there to get them out of a mess they got themselves into, if they're willing to trust me and want that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have to be willing to accept that advice or whatever that help that I'm going to give them is, because if they don't want it, it doesn't matter what I tell them, it's not going to matter. Same with my God. If I'm not asking him for help, he's there for me. But if I don't ask him for it, he's not. Before my kids came, I was never in a place where I felt so much unabashed commitment, and love is the word that we're talking about, but you just, I don't even know how to explain it.
There's like, so
I
much
would
do to any, it.
I would jump in front of a bus if it was about to hit them.
Right.
Yeah, and you don't need to explain
it. Well, I realize too, you know, and I can go from a different perspective since we did the parent thing, but with God and that relationship with him, I have been in a place where I wasn't sure about having hope after losing my expectations being met. You know, faith, I have faith in God all the time, but my hope was being sucked out of me as experiences happened and reactions from other people and their responses were negative and they were hurtful and they did things that really hurt. I found out one thing that stayed still the whole time, and that was the love of God for me. It says that nothing, no height, nor depth, nor principality, no power, no angel, nor demon, nor anything can separate me from the love of God. And I think for me personally, my faith in God has been established through his love for me. And how great is his love that he gave his only son for me, a sinner, to be forgiven for all of my sins. And then I go and I mess up later on after I know this knowledge of God and this love for me. And I go and mess up and he doesn't give up. He didn't stop loving me. He continued to love me. And that was unconditional. So, you know, we can have, you know, we can say, oh, I love ice cream. I love this house. I love that perfume. I love Steve. I love God. There's different kinds of love going on here. You know, there's different kinds of love. True love is unconditional love, where you don't stop loving someone because they make a mistake. True love is letting that person be able to realize they made the mistake, let them go through what they need to go through to get there, but don't ever leave them alone in it. Remind them mm-hmm. that you're there and that you love them. And that's what God did for me. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of love that I would like to emanate to other people.
We've been talking about faith, hope, and love here on the Peanut Butter Promise Power Encouragement Podcast. And look, we're looking to bring you faith, hope, and encouragement. This faith, hope, and love comes from 1 Corinthians 13:13, by the way, called the love chapter. Dayton, where can people find us if they want to buy a book, if they want to like us on Facebook, spread the word? How do they do that and where?
PeanutButterPromise.com is the website, and actually all the social media links are there for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Where else are we? We're on SoundCloud, where you cool. can hear these podcasts, and yes. YouTube, where the videos yes. are. So we're trying to take over.
Yes. And please check us out, because again, you're missing out if you don't. Yeah,
and be assured, we need the hope and encouragement for you to tell us that what we're doing is making a difference as yes. well. So anyway, until next time, for Dayton, this is Charlene. I'm Steve. As always, make it a wonderful Peanut Butter Promise Day.